Running out of sympathy. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I've seen several commentaries now about how vaccinated people are running out of patience with unvaccinated people, to the point that some have entertained the thought that anti-vaxxers should be denied admission to the ICU if they get sick. That'd be like not treating an accident victim who wasn't wearing a seatbelt, or not treating a heart patient who skipped his cholesterol medicine. I think we're a little more civilized than that, right? And you might say, okay, then what about the public figures who are spreading all the nonsense about vaccinations? The people who say you can't trust a scientifically developed vaccine, but who are happy to take a drug intended to deworm horses. I agree, they make no sense, but these voices are not the problem. The problem is those of us who choose to listen to them. If Joe Rogan wants to rant against vaccines, that's his shtick. But if you take medical advice from a comedian and then you wind up on a ventilator, that's on you. Why would anybody think that a comedian or a preacher or a self-appointed researcher who churns out Substack posts packed with statistics knows anything about your health situation? They've never met you. And if they make their living on clicks, their only motivation is to get you to click, not to provide you with accurate medical advice. The person who is likely to know what he's talking about is your doctor, someone who's gone to school, been tested, has practiced medicine, and knows you. I would say that if you ever find yourself making a possibly life-ending health decision based solely on a Facebook post or even somebody like me talking on the radio, you at least call your doctor first. A lot of them do video calls, cheaper than an office visit, probably covered by insurance, and that way, at least you're getting advice from someone who takes an oath not to kill you.